Well, good morning. Good morning, people. I'm so glad to be joining you today on Dr. Gina's radio chat. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm so glad to be in it, you guys. It is so much going on right now in my world. I'm so thankful that God is in this right in the midst of it. I'm excited about all the new things that are going forth and all of the new opportunities. And I know you guys are experiencing some changes right now, so I'm excited for what God is doing with you, as especially right now in this season. So this is a good time, you guys. I want to hurry up and get going with the show. Right now we have I want to go into the weather, but first I have to say that we have Dennis Bettis that's going to be joining us. I am so excited about that singer-songwriter extraordinaire. He's written from Luther Vandross, Johnny Gill. I mean, it goes on and on. So I'm super excited about him coming on and joining us today. Also, you know, my girl Gina G, she's going to be bringing the trending tea. And what she say? Oh, yes, we got that today. More of that today. So we're excited about talking about trending topics and all this, all of the things that is going on in our day today, here, while we're here on this earth. So much stuff is popping, you guys. Anyway, we got people fighting for rights. We got people that are picketing. We got, you know, traffic jams. We got president issues. We got all kinds of stuff going on. Celebrity stuff, mess going on. So it is so much stuff going on. But in the midst of all of that, there is all good things happening right now because God is working everything out for our good. So let's go right into the weather. Today in DC, we got 76 degrees. It is beautiful outside, you guys. It's going to be a high of 82. It feels like, I don't know, like a spring. It feels like a nice brisk fall, but it's not humid. It's just the perfect weather. I want to go to the beach or take a road trip. That's how good it feels. Detroit, 72 degrees right now. You're partly cloudy. Your high is going to be 76 degrees. Let's see. In Dallas, Texas, you are 82 degrees, partly cloudy. Your high is going to be 89 degrees. London, you're 68 right now, waking up to 56 degrees. Los Angeles, you are 68 degrees. You always have pretty good mild weather. But your high is going to be 86 degrees today and all sunny. Augusta, Georgia, I'll be seeing you, me and Gina G, on October the 12th. You guys got to come out to the family reunion. Hey, it's a family reunion. Yes, we don't know who's going to be there, but it's going to be on and popping. I think Hamiltones are going to be there. I believe Cupid is going to be there, but so many other people are coming through. They always have a great time. Food, fun, festivities. They got vendors there, off the chain, iHeartRadio, Fats. The man is putting it down. So it's going to be really nice. The whole radio station gets together there. So it's going to be nice. All right. Me and Gina G are going to be there. So you got to come and make sure you come and stop by our booth. Make sure you stop by and say hi, even if I'm getting a plate, because I'm definitely going to eat while I'm there. Okay. So listen, Augusta, Georgia, you're going to be 92, 94 degrees is going to be your high. Gosh, you're higher. You're going to be 97 degrees tomorrow, just to let you know that. Put a pin in that for tomorrow. Fayetteville, North Carolina, you are 78 degrees. Your high is going to be 89. Miami, you're 84 degrees. Your high is going to be 85 degrees and all sunny all throughout. South Australia, you are going to be high 56 degrees. You're waking up to 60. Paris, you are 67 degrees right now. I'm waking up to showers, 57 degrees tomorrow. Australia, you are 50, you're 46 degrees right now, waking up to 52, and your high is going to be 76 tomorrow. All sunshine. Puerto Rico, you got thunderstorms coming your way in about an hour. All throughout the afternoon, you're right now at 75 degrees. You got thunderstorms all throughout the week. Tomorrow, you're waking up to 69 degrees, and your high is going to be 78. All right, we're going to take a break from our sponsor. But first, I got to tell you this. Even if whatever's going around you seem like a thunderstorm, and even though on the inside of you feels rocky, no matter where your position is right now, it's only temporary. Know that God is working all things out for your good. And guess what? He has the final say. He is the author and the finisher. And he loves you so much. And so do we right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. We'll be right back after our sponsor's message. Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. Woo woo! Okay, so you guys may know I am a two-time published author. My first book is Born Into Sin, Transform Into Destiny, and the second book, and it's in the Library of Congress, which is such a blessing, you guys. Also, we have my next book is The Keys Against the Enemy, and this is a 90-day spiritual devotional, and I just wanted to read a chapter out of this because I just felt like it's so much on my heart concerning so many different things as far as depression and anxiety, and people are really struggling in the body of Christ and just all over the world. It's just such a hot topic right now, and so much is going on with that, and I just want to just share just something with you. This is on day 68. Like I said, this is a 90-day spiritual boot camp. I call it a spiritual boot camp. It's a 90-day spiritual devotional, and I call it a boot camp because this is to help people that maybe not know what to pray for. This is a book that God has given me different devotionals to like just show what's on his heart, the things that he would like for us to pray for in the body of Christ, whether it be political, singleness, single parenting, marriage, just different several things, mind things, spiritual issues, whatever it may be. It's in this 90-day spiritual devotional. So trust in the Lord is day 68. Okay, so I'm going to read this and then I'm going to just give you what God has shown me. Every day when we look in the mirror, what do we see? Oftentimes we see something we wish wasn't there, and we often want to fix it. I remember before I was walking with Christ, I would sometimes see darkness, a hardness of some sort, when I looked at myself in the mirror. Most of the time I would ignore it, go on with the day, claiming it was age. Many times I would choose to ignore it with something self-destructing to camouflage what I had seen. When we are not living in the will of God, it will take a toll on us. We may not notice it at first, but it will catch up to us. You see, the beauty of God is in those who serve God. Living in the flesh brings forth death, and living for God brings forth life. And that's in Romans 6:23. When I was living in the flesh, what I saw in the mirror was death. Although we are aging and we are getting older every day, looking like death was not God's plan. We are glorifying God when we are living for him and revealing his beauty in us. When I turned my life over to the Lord again by saying the sinner's prayer and then surrendering to him, did I see my countenance change? I started seeing the glory of God shining through darkness. Death was leaving and life was coming through. I promise you, after seeking the Lord on a regular basis and giving my life to him, he led me back to the mirror. He told me to look at myself. That was the day I knew I was in my process of transformation and I had been changed. I saw a beauty in me that I had never seen before. It was the beauty of the Lord. I have to say, I did not recognize myself. I had been changed. Praise God. This was only the beginning. God still had a work to do. But at that point, what he allowed me to see had changed me completely. I was determined to stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord. Exodus 14:14. The work he had done with his own hands, no man could take credit for. No doctor, no makeup, no stylist, no gym, no man could take credit for what God had done. Like the word says, I was beginning to see the manifestation of his promise that he will complete the good work he had started in me. And I was looking for more. Philippians 1:6. Now I pray from the inside out, from the outside in, complete me, Lord. That's my prayer. Trust the Lord to transform you. He will do a better job than we can do ourselves through our own effort, I assure you. So I wanted to read out of that because, like I said, we've been talking a lot about anxiety and depression outside of the show. And I really wanted to get into this, especially during the month of October. I want to tap into this because a lot of women and men and young people are really struggling with this. And it's very important to really just show some kind of compassion and also some encouragement. When I was going through my transformation, I was able to see, he showed me just enough to make me hunger for more. And through the years, of being transformed and doing ministry, and yeah, I'm talking about praying and binding out and casting out and doing all these things and believing by faith and walking by faith, I still had inner struggles. And so with all of that power that God, had anointed me with, and the same thing with you guys, we got so much power and so much authority that we don't really recognize it until we really get closer to God and He reveals His strength through us. Because it's not by might nor by power, but it's by His Spirit. I still got up every day and I still went and did whatever He wanted me to do. I still believed Him for transformation. I still believed, even when I fell short, even when I doubted, even when, I struggled with insecurity or anxiety. I wanted, the Bible says to be anxious for nothing. I'm like, well, why am I so anxious? It was just things that I was thinking and feeling that just didn't match what I was doing. And it was so weird because that scripture that says, when you are weak, I am strong. I mean, I never could see it then because it's like we want to be so strong at all times. It's like, we want to be everything that he says we are. We want to feel it. And that's the thing I think we get caught up in is the feeling of something, whereas we're just supposed to know. I mean, he says that we're an overcomer. We're not going to always feel like we're overcoming something, especially when we're in the midst of something, especially when that report is negative, especially when somebody says no. We're not going to feel like we're overcoming. We're not going to feel like an overcoming when we are being mocked or ridiculed or somebody's, bullying or whatever the situation, or turning their backs or abandoning us. We're not going to feel that, but we're supposed to know that. And that's the thing I think when I kept saying in day 68 is that stand still and see him move. I think, for me, the anxiety was like, what if, the fear of the unknown, what about, and what does this mean, and what is the outcome? But we're supposed to trust him and trust him to deliver, not just deliver to us, but deliver us through something, not just deliver us to something, but deliver us through something. And we have to remember that he did that with the Israelites when he delivered them from Egypt. They went through, he parted the sea, and they walked through it, and it was fire behind them, and people was coming after them. The Egyptians was coming after them, and they was on their heels, some of them was further along, some of them was in the middle, but at the end they was like looking back like, whoa, am I gonna make it? I know I would have. And then amazement of the parting of the Red Sea and all of that. I mean, come on, like in the midst of that, he brought them through the obstacle. He brought them through the situation. I don't know who this is for, but I know this is ministering to me right now. But we have to go through some things. And I'm telling you, it's a testimony for years to come, for decades to come. It's a testimony of his glory and how faithful he is. And through the opposition and through the painful situation and through the fear of it all, he is with you. He was with them. And you know what he said to them? When you go over, you will see that no more. You will not see your enemy, your adversary, that confusion, that complication. You will see it no more. I love when people say that they have overcome something when they don't even realize it. They say, I used to have, or I had this illness, or I used to struggle with this. And I'm like, well, you overcame that. If you're not dealing with it anymore, guess what? You overcame that situation. And you should start praying for people that are going through that. You know why? Because you have gained authority over that thing. You guys have to look at it like, it's like getting stripes of honor. It's like I can only tell you the best thing to do is look at it like God created you and knows your strength. He won't give you too much that you cannot handle. He won't put upon your shoulders things that you cannot bear. He will not bind you with things that's going to destroy you. He will not do that. So I want you to know that if he allowed it to happen, he's with you, like he was with Job, like he was with Noah, like he was with David, like he was, I can go on with Esther, like he was with Ruth and Naomi, like he was with Paul and Peter, like he was with James and John. He's with you, like he was with Jesus. He is with you through it all. And so even if you're struggling with depression and anxiety, guess what? He's there with you. And you know what? It might be another step that you might have to take. It might be someone else that you might need to talk to. It might be a therapist or a counselor, or somebody that can minister to you in a different way, a more unbiased situation, a place where you can feel safe, especially leaders, especially mothers, especially single dads, especially fathers that's carrying, you know, the weight of protecting and providing and got to face the world. And, you know, maybe it's your boss, or maybe it's your coworker, or maybe it's some, you know, some competition, or maybe it's some opposition that you face every day. But you get up every day and you deal with it because you got your family and you trust in God. Maybe there's someone that you might want to talk to. All I'm saying is I believe that this is a season for us to get our total freedom, our total healing, and our total deliverance. And I'm believing God that he wants us to live whole on earth as it is in heaven. So trust God. Let him order your steps. Give you every tool that you need, every connection that you need, so you can walk in freedom and know that the good work that he started in you, he shall and he will complete it, because that's the kind of God we serve. All right. I love you so much, you guys. All right. We're going to take a commercial break. And guess who we got coming with us? We got Dennis coming with us. We got Dennis Bettis is going to be joining us next, and comedian Gina G. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle, and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
And now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hi, this is your girl, Betty Wright, and you just get ready for Miss Gina's Radio Chat.
It's Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hi, this is your girl, Betty Wright, and you know what I'm doing? Tonight is the night like Betty Wright. I'm hanging out with Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. That's right, best in town. You know that, best all around. That's right, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You heard me.
I love that lady. Oh, my God. Tonight is the night like Betty Wright. All right now. All right. How are you, Dennis Bettis? I'm so glad that you are joining us today. You are an accomplished, extraordinary songwriter, singer. You have written for so many amazing people. Luther Vandross, Charlie Wilson, Johnny Gill. I mean, the list goes on. Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I am fantastic. So you are just one of the number one songwriters that is just a legend in itself. You've written for Charlie Wilson, and that was a song that was number one. You are. Tell us how you got motivated and inspired to write such hits. Like, It's All About You, You Are, That's My Baby. Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, as a young man, I've always been really, 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 I guess, intrigued by the word love itself. And I just, I've always been a balladeer. I always love ballads. I just love writing ballads. I just feel that, you know what I mean, everybody needs somebody to love. So somebody has to say it, you know?
Well, there's somebody got to say it. Somebody. And why not it be you? You know, I mean, a lot of people, you know, try to tap in. I know a lot of people have tried to tap into writing. I know when I was younger, I wrote songs back, you know, then I think it was like the 80s and the 70s. And it seemed like it was so much easier then. The ballads were different. It seemed like they were cute and they were, you know, I think about like Switch and Shalimar and, you know, the songs like that. And it just seemed like it was so easy. And it just, to me, like, as I gotten older and how music has changed, it seems like it takes so much more creativity now. And I just wanted to know, how was that adjustment and how long has it been since you've been writing, like since you were younger, or this is something that you just kind of came into later on in life?
Well, I wrote my first, I would say I wrote my first big record was for a group called Color Me Bad.
I know Color Me Bad. Everybody knows Color Me Bad.
I was probably about 19 then. And it's just like, I don't know if writing has changed a lot. I think what it is the way radio push writing may have changed. But to me,
Explain that a little bit.
Well, the thing is like, I mean, you have great, great, great records out here. It's just that you have to go and find great records now. And when I was younger, you could turn on the radio and you could hear Luther Vandross. You could hear Men at Work. You could hear, it was just a wide genre of music that all played on one radio station.
Wow.
And what it did, it allowed us as kids to open our minds to a lot of different music. Where today, radio is like, you got a hip-hop station that only plays hip-hop. You got a gospel station that only plays gospel. Blues only play blues. So you get locked into that. You know, it kind of closes the kid's mind to everything else that's out here.
Yeah.
When I grew up, we heard everything. We could hear Janet Jackson, Luther Vandross, and Twisted Sister all on the same radio station.
Yeah, that's true.
So I would, you know, I might like Kiss. I might like a record from Kiss. I might like a record from David Bowie and Luther Vandross, you know. So it just opened us up as kids to a lot of different music. And so that's kind of just the way I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think kids' minds should just be open a little bit and be more welcoming to different genres of music.
Yeah.
I mean, I write gospel. I write Jesus. I put it like this. Anything I can kind of put in my mind, I can write it. But it's because I've been around a while. I listen to a lot of different music, and I love a lot of different music. So,
and I see you got ballads here, amazing, and I love him. Gospel artist Virtue, I know Virtue. That is so amazing. You were nominated for a Stellar Award. I was at the Stellars a couple of years ago. I mean, this songwriting thing, listen, I'm an author, right? Two time, and I was telling Gina G, hey, Gina G.
Hey.
We're with Dennis. Bettis here. He's a songwriter extraordinaire, as you can hear. But he, and this is comedian Gina G. Dennis. And I was just telling Gina a while back, I was thinking I wanted to like go back to writing because, like I said, I wrote music when I was younger and I really wanted to be a performer. I just wanted to, you know, tap into all of the aspects of it. And I really have been considering going back into it, just trying it out a little bit. So, what advice? Because you have worked with Boyz II Men, Keith Sweat, Johnny Gill, I mean, Chip, Virtue, so many different people. You've been number one, number two. You've been nominated for different awards. It's just been amazing. You've worked with producer Ralph Stacey, which is awesome. You know, what advice can you give someone that wants to start this life of writing? They got ideas. How do you even get your music heard? Do you, because, okay, like, let me just say this. I've seen some, like, on TV, I've seen, that's all I can go by, is that somebody will somebody will write the music. That's why I'm so glad you're on here. Somebody will write it. Like, say, for instance, I would write it. I would have to find someone to sing it and have the instrumental to it, or do you just send it with the words? How do you get your stuff out there?
Well, fortunately, and I have to say this, thank God for my mother and my father were both singers. So I'm a singer myself. So so it's kind of a little easier for me because I don't have to find anybody to sing it. I deal with a lot of different producers from L.A. to New York to Chicago, and they all send me tracks all the time.
Okay.
And when they send me tracks, I have a studio, so I go in my studio and I sit, and I tell people all the time, just write from reality, write from what makes you feel good. Don't worry about what's going on. Don't worry about what's going on in the world as far as do this person write in this way, this person write in this way. You just write what makes you feel good, because believe me, if it touches your heart, it's going to touch someone else's heart.
Mm.
And that's why I never really try to write to copy anybody. I just write from what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray every time I write a song, I pray that God let somebody else feel it too. And,
yeah.
And that's all you have. I mean, I don't recommend trying to get in Chris Brown's lane or try to get in anybody's lane. Just write what feels good. Write what feels good and the record will sell itself. I really never really had a big problem with like getting records out because, like I said, if I write a song for you, you know, I will talk with you and I find out what makes you tick and then I will build it from that. And because,
okay,
believe me, we all go through the same problems. Dennis Bettis got the same problems you have, the same problems Charlie Wilson has, same problems Keith Sweat has. We all go through the same thing. So, yeah, you just put that on paper and express
okay.
it. You know.
Wow. I love it. Gina, did you have anything to say to Dennis Bettis?
Well, I do. You know, I have a question. I'm wondering, you know how they say history repeats itself. Do you think that the music will ever come back around to when it was good and we understood what they were saying?
You know, it's funny you said that. It's funny you said that because I just wrote a song for Johnny Gill that's called That's My Baby. And he wanted to do a song as a tribute to Luther Vandross.
Mm.
So if you pick that album up, you'll see that R&B music, real, real, true R&B music is coming back because everybody is going crazy over Johnny's new album because it's so R&B and it's so real. And I literally just dropped my own CD called The Last American Soul Singer. And all of that, it's just, all of that stuff is really, really true R&B. And record companies are going crazy because they like R&B is finally making a comeback and it's real this time.
Wow. Because that's what we
really
want. That's why everybody's going back to, you know, booking shows with Shirley and Betty and everybody else because they miss and love, you know, that
right.
sound.
Good music.
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly. So You know, like I said, hopefully we can come back and roll over some stuff this time.
Well, let's do it. Let's do it. Well, and so therefore, how does everyone follow you and stay connected to all that's going on?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at Dennis Bettis. You can follow me on Facebook at D Bettis the Songwriter. You can follow me on Instagram at Dennis Bettis Live. And all of that stuff will have all of my latest stuff that I'm doing, all of the work that I've done, doing, about to do, all that stuff. I post stuff all the time.
I love it. I love it. Well, listen, this has been quite a treat. Again, I you have inspired me, and I'm sure everyone else that wants to get into the songwriting, because people, you know, they just don't realize that it takes all these different parts to make a good song. And you could be that part, ladies and gentlemen. You don't know. It could be your words that somebody like Usher or Johnny Gill or anybody, Betty Wright,
exactly,
anybody could sing and just be singing for what came from your heart. So, you know, that part and their part and then the music part and all of that. But just the one question I want to ask, because I know somebody's wondering, because it's just like people ask me all the time when they write a book, they want to write a book. Do they need to worry about the chapters and naming the chapters? When you got an editor and they do their part, they help you, you know, put all of that together. I just always tell them to just write. When somebody wants to write music and write a song and they're more lyrical, do they have to worry about writing the music, or can they get with someone that can, like, you know, they can kind of tell them what they're feeling and then somebody can, like, kind of interpret that? Do they have to worry about learning music? Because I don't know music. F and G is.
Well, today, I mean, there's so many record producers out here, so many record guys out here that don't write. They just do music. And there's so many writers that don't do music. So my thing is I'm a strong believer of never walk alone. You know, I believe in teaming up. I team up with producers. I team up with other writers, you know, so find yourself a good music person or find yourself a good writer and team up. And great minds, I'm telling you, great minds will make great things happen. So that's kind of the way I see it. Like I said, I deal with a lot of record producers and a lot of music people, you know, so I'm mainly a lyricist. I sit at home and I write my lyrics, and when they send me music, like I said, Johnny called me. Johnny said, I want a song that I want to do a tribute to like Luther Vandross. And because I grew up in that era, I wrote for Luther Vandross. So I knew kind of what Johnny wanted. I know Johnny Gill, been knowing Johnny for years. So I knew what he wanted. So I kind of put that together, and you just dig deep and you bring that out, you know? And so that's my thing. Like I said, at the end of the day, my thing is to just dig deep within yourself and bring out what sounds good and make you feel good. And it will work. Don't worry about what you're going to have people tell you. Oh, that sounds horrible. That sounds this. That. Some people say it sounds horrible. Some people say it sounds great. But a great record will always stand on its own. You know, that's the way I feel about it.
All right. Well, I love you and we love you. Thank you so much for coming on, and you're welcome to join us anytime. You have become a family member to us right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And tell everybody again what your social media is.
Okay. Like I said, you can follow me on Instagram at Dennis Bettis Live. You can follow me on Facebook at Dennis Bettis the Songwriter. You can follow me on Twitter at Dennis Bettis. And don't forget to go to iTunes, pick up that Last American Soul Singer, Dennis.
Ooh. All right. Don't forget to do that. And also, everybody, don't forget to tell your radios, the stations to play the music, and don't forget to tell your promoters to book them. All right. All right. Dennis Bettis has joined us, and we love you. All right. Until next time. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
All right, that was good. Okay, Gina G with the Trinity, you got to give it to us right after these messages. We'll be right back with comedian Gina G with the Trinity after these messages.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Check one, check two. This is Coca Brown.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.
It's what, to say that one more time for me?
Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Got it. Okay. All right. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, comedian actress Coca Brown, and you're listening to Dr. G's. What was that again? I'm sorry.
You're Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Dr. Gina's radio chat. Got it. Okay. All right.
Go for it.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, comedian actress Coca Brown, and you're listening, as well as me right now, to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Won't he do it? Won't he will? Let him use you.
I love when they have to do it over, because then they be giving it everything, honey. Giving everything. Did you know that Betty Wright said, tonight is the night like Betty Wright? Did you know she said that, Gina?
I saw it. I heard her. Tonight is a night like Betty Wright.
Oh my God.
Not
she
tonight
gave us
is
that.
The night.
All right, listen. Gina G with the Trinity. I say, what she Thanks. Say? She got the Trinity. I say, Gina G with the Trinity. Gina G with the Trinity. She got the Trinity for your Trinity. What she say? This is Gina G.
Yeah. Girl, you know I love my song. Boy, we'll get some beat behind you. We're going to be all right.
All right, what's going on, girl?
I got some Trinity for y'all today, you lovely, beautiful people. Let me get the Emmys out of the way, because I know y'all watched the Emmys, and they were so, so great. Oh, everybody was dressed up and winning awards. But there's serious problems going on in America right now. I'm just going to spread a little light on the Emmys, but we got some real stuff going on. So you know that the e-cigarettes have been banned in California. So right now, of course, they're trying to ban vaping as well. So it's going to be no e-cigarettes, no vaping. You ain't going to be able to do any of that in a minute anywhere. So I'm telling y'all right now, y'all better get it together. Either you get you a cigarette or cut it out completely, because you're not going to be able to vape or do anything. I just want you guys to know that. So pay attention. Also, I'm sorry, excuse me, I got a little cold. I don't know what happened to my life, but whatever happened, it happened overnight. So please forgive the nasalness. I'm sorry, but it literally happened overnight.
That's okay, all so right now. That's all right.
Live radio, girl. 15 young people just filed a complaint with the UN over the climate crisis. There is a young lady, I can't pronounce her name, so you guys please forgive me, but it is a young lady who is 15 years old that's basically starting this movement because of the climate change. And I don't know if anyone knows, but this earth is not looking too good. Already, scientists have told us that the sea level is going to rise by the 2100. Yes. So we need to take care of our environment as long as well with, of course, the plastic bottles. I've talked about this before, the plastic bottles and things like that. We're not recycling. Actually, we're not even supposed to be using plastic bottles. But there's a big protest going on right now with 15 young people. So our youth, yet again, are rising to the top. Adults, we need to catch up, because our youth, I'm telling you, they are going to take this world by storm. Megan Rapinoe calls for all athletes to to fight for racism and sexism. I don't know if you know, but they won the soccer, the U.S. World Soccer, the ladies' soccer team won. This is one of the captains of the soccer team, and I'm telling you, she is a bad mojo, okay? And she's right now having everybody fight for racism and sexism. The skies over in Indonesia were blood red this week because of a toxic haze. Yes, a toxic haze from the rainforest fires. I'm talking about, if you go on CNN, you guys, this picture is unbelievable. But I'm telling you, it is red. I'm talking about bloodshot red. The sky is, I mean, it looks like everything around them. You can't even tell a car, you know, like their brake lights. You can't even see them. That's how red it was. So, you guys, I'm telling you, woo, get your lives together. We made history today. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announces impeachment against Trump. I guess you guys know that he needs to be held accountable. Trump has done a lot of stuff, y'all. This man over here, he didn't went over here and talked to the UN. He didn't told folks all our business. He didn't shred us up. Gina, please let the world know to pray for our country, because America is in some serious trouble. This president is crazy.
I don't even understand.
He's doing, you know, speaking to allies and just, you know, doing things actually behind America's back and then try to cover it up. It's really weird because the president never admits when he's wrong. He'll never say, you know, okay, I apologize, I was wrong. I mean, even like the map situation for the hurricane, all the people that needed to flee from the hurricane, he sat up here and circled a whole place. A whole place that wasn't even on the evacuee location. Somebody drew it in with a Sharpie, Gina. And
what the world?
I'm telling y'all, please pray for our country because it is going down. It is so much going on, Gina, and it's really, really sad. But just make sure that you guys continue to pray for our country. Like I said, the Emmys was really nice. Everybody looked really beautiful. The young man, he's Dominican and African-American, and Dominicans made sure that we said he's Dominican because, of course, he was announced to be the first black gentleman to win an Emmy for he was in the movie When They See Us. You know, about the Parkland boys, the five boys that were falsely accused of raping a young white girl in the park. And you've heard of the story. Yeah. So the young gentleman, he won an Emmy for that. But everybody, the big cahoots was that he's Dominican. He's not just black. I just want to let everybody know. We don't care. Well, I'm tired of hearing the first black this, the first black that. Oh, the first black. Why can't the boy just be the boy that won because he did a good job in the movie? I just don't understand. Then we had the gentleman. He was the first black openly gay actor to win. I mean, it's too much. I think that we take things a little bit overboard. You know, you give us an inch, we take a mile. Yes, black people are great. We, you know, we run fast. We didn't did everything but swim. But come on,
we're just
now.
The bomb.
We just can't clump everybody. Just the first black girl, the first. I couldn't believe it was the first black openly gay lead role. I was like, this is just too much. It's just too much for me. So I mean, look, that's the tea. And rather it boiled over in your teapot or not, it boiled over in mine, because I want us to literally pray for our president. Pray for our president, y'all, because we're in trouble. This man lying. He lying.
Oh,
he lying.
God.
And he hiding stuff, and he lying. So I just want y'all to continue to pray for us over here in America, because I know we worldwide. Sorry, Dr. Gina, we worldwide. So I just want the world to please continue to pray for America, because our president is tripping. He really is. But he only has a year left. Can y'all believe it's been three? Oh, my Lord. The man's been, has he been running us for 3 years yet? Almost three years. But I'm telling you, this has been the rough. This has been the roughest and the toughest. So all those that are still standing, I'd like to give you a round of applause. this has been the roughest. And when people are asking for a Bush to come back, just know that we...
Oh, my God.
We in trouble if you want a Bush to come back. They want the daddy or the son. Just any Bush, anybody to get Trump out. So continue to pray for us, you guys. That's the tea I got. It's hot, okay? It's steaming over here. Got my nose.
It's crazy. I had one of the ladies at my gym today, she was showing us all the... this video, she was out and about yesterday, and she said she was doing like a night tour, She had people in town and she did a night tour, right? And so on a night tour, they drove past the White House. And she showed me this video of these elderly ladies. She says, I'm old. You know, I'm older. I think she was like late 50s, early 60s. That's not old because, you know, I'm 50. So that is not old. Hello.
Hello.
She said that they were older. So I'm assuming like 70, maybe 80. She said, and they sung, what now go out the door, just turn around now because you're not welcome anymore. Talk about Trump, right? And they each of them had a sign saying that had a letter of impeach. They each one had an I, one had an M, one had an MP. And the letters lit up, so they was like,
oh,
glowing at night.
Make sure he sees it or somebody in his party.
And they was dancing and they was like all in a line so they could say impeach, right? And then the lady was jamming, singing, and she changed the words saying like do the right thing and go.
See, now we're starting to make up our own song. See, come on, America. We started to make up our own song. Yeah, it's time for him. It's time for him to go.
Oh my gosh.
I like that though. Well, it's much better than the, you know, you've seen the crew that have the Make America Great shirts on again. And, you know, so we got both sides. We got some people out here in groups getting T-shirts made, you know, all for Trump. And then, of course, you got our ladies out there singing Donna Summer.
Go out. Turn around now. You're not welcome here anymore.
He is not.
It was so good. It's so good. But I wish I had her send it because I sure would have reposted it. I told her I was going to go out there Saturday night, hopefully, and praying that they would be out there tomorrow. But, you know, here when I was going to my client, when I was working in the morning going to my clients, I realized I saw the traffic jam. It was so much traffic and congestion because that young girl had did this protest and they had police officers blocking streets, and it was horrific. Everybody was having trouble getting to work, getting to doctor's appointments, getting to surgeries, getting going to court and all that. And one of the questions was, you know, why would they set it up to disrupt us? Why don't they deal with the politicians? And at first I was on that bandwagon for a second because I was like, you know, yeah, because I mean, I literally had to call people that like stop work and say I'm not coming through this because I can't make it, you know, it's just too much. And or they couldn't make it to me. So I had to like stop and reschedule for later on after 12. And so I was on the bandwagon with that too. But then I thought about it. It came to me, well, the reason why is because it starts with us first. Like if we stop, you know, littering, if we stop littering, if we stop drinking out of plastic straws, if we stop using plastic bags, if we stop, you know, littering the waters and all of these things that we can actually do. And I think that was the whole point of the young lady wanting us as consumers, as the adults, as the ones that's paying the bills, you know, and buying and shopping. I think that's where her targeted area was, and how once we're not contributing that way, then the politicians can like notice that this is not working and they can do, you know, they'll feel obliged to do something different. Now, even on Friday, my son was called me up talking about, can I leave, Mom? They're doing a walkout. And he was so excited because he's this first year in high school. So walking out, leaving school, like that's like a big, you know, that's like
exciting. I'm
going to
allow that as well.
Yeah, it's exciting in itself. Yeah. So I was like, are you going to the protest? Because they wasn't going to give them a pass for leaving. And they
literally had to
go to the, you know, for it to be worthwhile, be a participant in it. But I thought it was great that the young girl was also getting the new millennials, you know, wanting them to participate too. But it was thousands and thousands of them out there. And, you know, everybody was disrupted. So the point is still for conversation now to this day.
But of course, you know how things go. It'll be a riot, you know, in Wuhan, and then it'll calm down and we'll have to bring it up again. But, you know, our president is really upset. You know, he tweeted this morning that there has been no president in the history, these are his words, there has been no president in the history of our country who has been treated so badly as I have. The Democrats are frozen with hatred and fear. They get nothing done. This should never be allowed to happen to another president. Witch hunt.
Oh, what's that?
Yes. Yes, wow. Honey. He is really, really upset that the world, well, you know, that his country is not backing behind him. And there was a New Orleans rapper. He posted, you know, there was a song by Lil Webby, and it was called Independent. He would spell it out. He would, you know, I-N-D-P, you know, he would spell it out. So he tweeted impeachment, you know, I-M-P-E. And President Trump tweeted back presidential harassment.
Wow, this
so
dude.
He doesn't care that he grabs them by the, you know, or, you know, he disrespects women, tell them, you know, that's what they get. You know, men talk like that. And he does, none of that bothers him. But when it's on him, it's a big problem. So I want to be nice to him, y'all, because I don't need him doing nothing because he mad that we mad. So
I'm trying to figure out, can we love the foolishness out of him? I mean, what is it going to take?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I don't think no black church got that much love right now to bring him out in and embrace him. I mean,
I don't even know.
Get out of his own way.
And then if somebody do try to love it out of him, they'll be lynched by
oh
us.
My
so
gosh. Yes. Just, so we in a lose-lose situation right now. Oh, man. You got to laugh and stop from crying, people. You do.
It's a lot going on. What's anything going on in the celebrity news? I know that Giselle and the pastor, Bishop, is back together. What else
honey,
is going on? Wendy Williams is still living her best life.
Best life, honey, girl. These celebrities, you know, these celebrities are out here not caring about nothing in the world, okay? I'm just saying, you know,
Motown had their 50th anniversary this weekend. Dougie Fresh, Tasha Page was out there. Lockhart was out there, and a bunch of other people. What's his name with the green eyes? The Donnie Simpson was there. Bishop Ellis from Greater Grace Church was there. It was a big event, and I also heard that the founder, you know, I can't even get 90 years old. He finally saying he's retiring. The founder of Motown.
Barry Gordy.
Yeah, Barry Gordy, yes. Well, Barry Gordy is finally retired at 90. I thought he'd been retired.
He should have been retired. He up here trying to live like Cicely Tyson. No. He should have been retired. Well, you know, Nicole Murphy apologized. She went on Wendy Williams and apologized for kissing Heidi Robinson. I mean, kissing,
I can't remember her name, but she was on
Sunshine from
Waiting to Exhale. No, is that
No? That's Harlem Nights. She was Sunshine on Harlem Nights. Yes, but she apologized.
She was on
Wendy
Waiting
Williams
to Exhale
yesterday.
Too, wasn't she?
She did what now?
Wasn't she on Waiting to Exhale too? She dated
she
the
was
guy.
On Waiting to Exhale. Uh huh. She just wasn't Sunshine, but
yeah she wasn't Sunshine.
You know,
she wasn't Sunshine.
Terrence Howard received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Now, I watched him on The Real yesterday. I don't know if anybody watches The Real, but it's a daytime talk show with Lonnie Love, Tia from, you know, the twins, Tia and Tamara, Jen, I can't think of her name, but she's with Jeezy, right, young Jeezy right now. But anyway, and he was on there. He's odd. Terrence Howard is very odd, young man. He's nothing
he
like
He is.
His
yeah,
movie.
He's different. But yeah, you never seen
he's
an interview
different.
With him.
Girl, he's weird.
Yeah, he's very different. You know, he's retiring. He said after Empire, he's done.
Yeah, he's done. He said because he's tired of basically portraying something that our kids and people should not be trying to aspire to be. So he's doing his part, you know, in society with stop playing these roles and all these things. I mean, I commend him because, you know, that's to step away from, you know, something that you love due to, you know, other people in a good way. That's commendable, you know, but he is, he's a different type of
he's
brother.
Different.
I was expecting, I was expecting that, but no, man.
No, he's not hood like at all. He's definitely nothing like that.
At all.
Not at all. Like, so, you know what? That's why it's called acting, because even the guy, I don't know if you know Snowfall, but he's African. The guy, do you ever watch Snowfall?
I don't watch it. Everybody talks about it, but
girl,
I don't.
How can you not watch Snowfall? I don't understand how anybody in the world does not watch Snowfall
and they choose to watch that doggone.
Nope. What's the name of that dog? Power. That thing is so fake.
I don't watch that either. I don't watch Power. I don't watch Empire. I just don't get it. I like real crimes. I don't like.
Oh yeah, you do. No. That's right. You do.
Earth 48, you and Joseph got away with it. I like that. Don't give me no storyline. Don't give me nothing somebody made up. I need to see the people out there that
really was out there killing people. You like all that snapping crap. I don't.
Fatal Attraction. You know, I need to know.
Oh my God!
When Joseph
used to come and stay here when he met, you know, a few years ago, and he used to come and when he would visit, he would stay in Emmanuel's room. And man, I'd have to pass that room, and he would be sleep on that stuff, and that stuff be sounding like Nightmare on Elm Street.
My husband scared me one time. The devil is a lie.
All this death.
He sure lives. I got scared one good time. My husband came home and didn't tell me he was coming home off the road, honey. And that bedroom door opened up, and I just looked like I couldn't believe it. And I said, who are you? And he makes fun of me all the time. And I say, when we watch movies and stuff, we'd be like, why she didn't run or why she didn't say nothing? I'm telling you right now, the power of fear, you will not do anything. We be yelling at movies like, girl, run. Girl, punch him again. No, you literally, your body is like, what is happening?
Yeah. Is this real? First of all, am I dreaming?
Son, is this for real? I said, who are you? And he makes fun of me every time. Every so often, he'll be like, who are you?
I just can't. I mean, he can't even come over no more because of that. I can't. It's just too much death. I'm trying to live, doggone it. I don't want it.
Right. I don't want no
demons,
death in here.
Murders and killers and death.
So
I don't
good,
want that in here 24/7. I'm trying
so
to sing Jesus bring light to my house. I don't want all of that. Y'all can have all of that. But anyway, my sister, tell us where you're going to be at this weekend. Isn't some Fake and Famous going on? You guys are on a tour. Tell us about that. We are on a tour.
Really quick, I'll be in Gainesville October the 4th for Fake Famous. But I will be in Newport News this Saturday, the 28th. I'll be in Newport News at Triple FX. So if you are in the Newport News, Virginia area, maybe Richmond. I think I'm worth the drive from Richmond. Just come on down. Show starts at 8 o'clock. But, you know, sis, God is just working on so many other things, you know, mind, body, and soul. So I'm working on some stuff right now, body right now, honey, because I'm telling you, everybody can have summertime fine if they want to. But I'm trying to be fall fine, okay? I'm trying to be cute in my little Christmas pictures. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be cute in my Christmas pictures. Y'all can have the summertime summer for barbecues and macaroni and potato salad.
I love it. Get it in now so you can get a good plate for Thanksgiving, girl, and leftovers, and then go back on to your routine, your lifestyle.
That's my sister.
Put it in now. Listen, I advise everybody to fast. If you're trying to lose weight or trying to get, you know, some kind of closeness with God, you want to do mind, body, and soul, try to do a fast at least for 1 week or two weeks each and every month. I'm telling you, detox your body, detox the clutter in your mind, you know, just get into a center and allow God to really just have his way. I recommend it. It works. It keeps you in shape physically, mentally, and spiritually, you guys. So think about some kind of fast, rather be juice, rather be water, rather you mix it up 3 days, 4 days on, 3 days off, something, whatever, vegetables only and water the next, you know, work it out, but make it be a sacrifice. Let it be a sacrifice, you guys. That means, like, don't be like, oh, I'm gonna eat after six, when you already know you don't eat until after six anyway. Like, make it a sacrifice,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
But can
you just get rid of sugar, soda, salt, whatever. Just make it a major sacrifice for that 1 week every month, and I promise you, you'll see. Now, when you do that, you'll start noticing your taste buds change, and you won't want to go back to, you'll start seeing your body transform. You'll start knowing that your mind is clear and you won't want to go back to just eating a burger and french fries every day, like if you were junk every day and all that stuff.
Right.
And like, be careful if you taking CBD or any of that stuff, because it makes you want to eat. So try to find some kind of solution that'll help you with that, because I know people are doing that for anxiety and stuff like that. So if you starting to see that you're eating all the time, it's because the same stuff that's in weed is also in CBD. And you want to make sure that you're not, overindulging in your food, because you're trying to keep your anxiety down. So anyway, got to work it out. We'll talk more about that next week. Okay, you guys, we got to go. I love you so much. This is an amazing show.
Always.
This is an amazing show. Thank you so much, Gina G for the Trinity. Thank you so much, Dennis Bettis. We appreciate you so much for teaching us how to be songwriters. And anyway, you guys, with so much stuff, tune in next Wednesday, because we didn't get to touch in so much stuff because there's so much stuff going on in the world. So make sure you tune in next Wednesday. And we love you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.